It's 9:50. Before we get back to the party, let's catch up on a little history here for this week in Chicago, and then we'll come back. And Andrea says she has a proclamation to read from authorities. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay,
I have the right one.
Stand by for the proclamation. First, here's This Week in Chicago.
This week in Chicago in 1909, architect Daniel Burnham issued his plan for Chicago, or what came to be known as the Burnham Plan. It called for new and wider streets, expanded railroad and harbor facilities, as well as more parks and civic buildings. The most important part of the plan was reclaiming the lakefront for the public. On June 28th of 1928, Louis Armstrong walked into a Chicago recording studio and changed the course of music history. The song Armstrong and His Hot Five recorded was called West End Blues, and it featured one of the earliest examples of scat singing by then 26-year-old Armstrong. West End Blues made Armstrong an international sensation and signaled the beginning of jazz as an acknowledged art form.
More than a political campaign.
On July 1st of 1932, at the Chicago Stadium, Franklin Delano Roosevelt won the Democratic nomination for president. Roosevelt, who was governor of New York at the time, called for a New Deal, or a series of governmental programs to end the Depression.
That you have adopted here in Chicago. The slogan, I will.
I'm going to take out Diane Corbett.
On June 28th of 1966, Chicago actor John Cusack was born.
We don't want to see you get hurt.
I want to get hurt.
His quirky, self-effacing humor earned him roles in a number of films throughout the 80s, including 16 Candles and Better Off Dead.
All my instincts.
But his career really took off in 1989, when he starred in Cameron Crowe's classic, Say Anything. And that's just a glimpse of This Week in Chicago. Until next week, I'm Ann Johnsos.